After reading the sentence, Judge Robert Burns had a message for Brent. The car wreck that killed Jerry Brown Jr. brought shame to the team and the city.
Sadly, Mr. Brent, you're not the first Dallas Cowboy to have killed somebody with a motor vehicle, but I sure hope that you're the last. And sadly, you're not the first Dallas Cowboy to be convicted of a felony in this past year's time, but I hope you're the last for a long time.
Brent was quietly escorted out of the courtroom after his sentence was announced. His attorney, George Milner III, said he was satisfied with the decision.
There are no words to describe how happy we are right now. I mean, it's been a long, difficult path since last December. We're almost in tears in that courtroom.
Brent had faced up to 20 years in prison. While he didn't get the maximum sentence, prosecutor Heath Harris said Brent still has a long road ahead. During the trial, prosecutors said his blood alcohol measured 0.18, twice the legal limit.
This court is going to hold him accountable for that. And they're going to do alcohol evaluation and drug evaluation, and prayerfully he'll get the help that he needs so that this never happens again.
Prosecutors said they hope the case sends a message to others. Stella Chavez, KERA News.